5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, September 9th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is our Friday 5 to 5 big stories of the week as we head into the weekend. And topic number 5 this week, of course, is Queen Elizabeth. She passed from this life quietly Thursday afternoon at her estate in Scotland, Balmoral. She remained at Balmoral and returns to London today, Friday. This means that Charles now becomes King of the United Kingdom at the age of 73. As of this point, still waiting for official confirmation of his regnal name, although some reports, in fact, new Prime Minister Liz Truss referred to Charles as King Charles III, but it is his choice if he chooses to take a different regnal name. There are some who speculated he might not choose Charles because the two previous King Charleses did not have very peaceful or successful reigns. But again, as of this recording, that is how he has been referred to by the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Queen Elizabeth fulfilled her final official duties earlier this week, just a couple of days before passing, accepting the resignation of outgoing Prime Minister Boris Johnson and inviting new Prime Minister Liz Truss to form a government. This, again, done at Balmoral to obviate the need for returning to London, which is normally where this ceremony takes place. Now, here in America, the United States, we watch this as an item of interest in the news. I mean, she is the head of state of our northern neighbor, Canada, as well as other allies, Australia, New Zealand. But we are not governed, at least officially, by an aristocracy here in the United States. But make no mistake, we here in the U.S. have an aristocracy in all but name. Regardless of what you think about the British monarchy, the fact that Queen Elizabeth reigned for 70 years, I mean, think about that. Her reign outlasted quite a few people on this earth. A 70-year length of reign is remarkable, and her strong sense of duty really marks her as a singular figure in the long line of British royals. Topic number 4, Civil War. This is an interesting poll just released by polling agency showing that 44% of Americans believe the nation is headed toward another civil war, including a majority of Republicans. 44% agreeing with the statement that the nation seems headed toward a civil war in the near future. According to this poll, that includes 53% of Republicans, 39% of Democrats. Now, the reason this poll is interesting is not so much the results of the polling, but first, the fact that polling agencies, this is not the only poll recently, by the way, YouGov has released a similar poll with similar results, that the fact that polling agencies feel compelled to question Americans on this and poll Americans on this particular question. What makes this poll interesting is that it comes from the Southern Poverty Law Center. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which finds that it's in their best interests to stir up this belief among their base that America is in danger of being overrun by a bunch of gun-toting racist white men. This is how they scare their followers into donating money. Yes, America is divided, and it may, in fact, be more divided than at any point since the 1860s and the American Civil War. President Biden's speech in front of the blood-red backdrop of Constitution Hall of the in Philadelphia, or Independence Hall rather, really didn't help matters any. But it's highly unlikely that nearly half of Americans are legitimately expecting their neighbors to take up arms and start killing brothers against brothers, as happened in the 1860s. That is really unlikely. I mean, I don't think anybody here in the United States really is looking forward to getting back to Antietam, 23,000 Americans killed or wounded during that battle. Still the bloodiest day in American history, bar none. Topic number, again, but there are those who find it in their best interest for their own political agenda and social agenda to convince others that, yes, they are out to get you. Topic number 3, Russia and Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a surprise visit to Kyiv on Thursday, announcing another $2 billion in military aid for Ukraine and other European countries. Earlier Thursday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a separate announcement that the U.S. will provide another $675 million in heavy armament for the Ukrainian military. A billion here, a billion there. It starts to add up after a while. We're spending more in Ukraine in less than a year than we spent in a typical year in Afghanistan. This follows news last weekend, by the way, that Russia is not going to turn on the gas flows in the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, which had already been restricted 20% of capacity. This is the main source of natural gas for Germany and much of Western Europe. This is raising the specter of a very cold, dark winter in Europe. Governments in Western Europe already warning citizens to keep the thermostats low. No Christmas lights this winter. We'll turn off lights. No street lights after dark, which, given that some places in Europe are already, due to the, the heavy influx of migrants, already seeing safety becoming an issue for citizens. This is going to be a very interesting and not fun winter in Western Europe. The surge in energy prices there likely going to force many governments in Western Europe to decide between whether they can afford to subsidize their citizens to keep them from, you know, choosing between heating and eating, or risking violent protests in the streets, because this is a crisis that is a political crisis in making. It's not like we've run out of natural gas or coal anywhere on Earth. It's just that the pursuit of green energy put Western Europe in Russia's power, and then for some reason, Western Europe seemed to think it could back Ukraine in this conflict with Russia without any consequences. It's more likely that the government leaders in Western Europe are not really that stupid, that this is all part of a concerted effort to drive the planet to demand a global government to prevent anything like this from ever happening again. It's called the Great Reset. And of course, the Biden administration's plans to crush fossil fuels here in the United States, part and parcel of that effort. Topic number two, Little Demon. Talked about this earlier this week. Disney Plus announcing that it is going to stream the FX animated horror comedy series, horror comedy, Little Demon, beginning September 21st. This debuts on Thursdays here in the U.S. on the FXX network and streams the next day on Hulu. Now, progressives are having great fun on social media, pushing back against conservatives and Christians like yours truly, who chose to speak out about this, because we see a problem with using supernatural evil as a source of comedy material, and especially on a network, Disney Plus, that is ostensibly coming from a company known for family-friendly entertainment. The pushback generally falls along two lines. Number one, it's an adult cartoon. Get over it. Or secondly, it's on FX. That's an adult network. Get over it. Well, you're making my point for me, progressives. My point is simply this. Disney Plus in Australia and New Zealand choosing to broadcast a program that based on the graphics, I mean, come on. This is really, the artwork is aimed at kids. At least ones whose parents aren't very perceptive about what their kids are watching. And it certainly drops the mask from Disney. Disney is no longer a home for family-friendly, and especially kid-safe entertainment. Parents, grandparents, you just need to be aware of that. Now, will there be people who are going to watch this anyway? Sure, absolutely. Hey, look, if adults who appreciate, who are fans of cartoons, are your target audience, they're probably not the most discerning anyway. Coming up, a bag full of you don't really want to know what. That's next on the Friday Five.
Have you ever wanted to experience deep and glorious truths in God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation, as if you were actually there? Skywatch TV is proud to present the Glimpses of Glory giveaway. When you order Carl Gallup's groundbreaking book, Glimpses of Glory, and Rabbi Zev Porat's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, the book that Pat Boone himself personally shared with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. In this incredibly unique book, Glimpses of Glory, from longtime pastor, media personality, and internationally acclaimed best-selling author Carl Gallups, God's love for you will come alive as you walk directly into the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve encountered the great tempter. You'll be placed inside the ark, experiencing the horror of Noah's family as they heard the agonizing cries of their neighbors, struggling in vain to survive the deluge. And the anguish of our Savior will explode into intense reality as you witness his struggle with human emotion on the night he was betrayed. But that's just the beginning. In Glimpses of Glory, you will accompany Joseph and Mary on the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem's manger and beyond. Be present at the working of Jesus' miracles, his baptism, and labor during the wilderness temptation. Stand in shock at the foot of the cross. Linger at the deathbed of John the disciple and witness his entrance into final glory and so much more. Also included in this amazing offer, Rabbi Zev Porat's shocking book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply Orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations. Temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua. Yet through it all, he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. In this book, you will accompany Messianic Rabbi Porat as he shares striking biblical and archaeological discoveries along his path to Zion. Learn the foundational platform that's behind the spiritual warfare emanating from Israel since the earliest of humanity's existence as Zev peels back the Chaldean mask and uncover the truth about Golgotha and the archaeological location of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem that has been overlooked by so many. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, where Pastor Carl Gallups tells the story of Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, who claimed he met the true soon-coming Messiah and revealed his identity on a note to be locked away until his death. Months later, this note was read upon his death, revealing Jesus is Messiah, which ignited a global spiritual and political firestorm. That was just the beginning. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So take a personal journey with the Savior from Genesis to Revelation and unmask the evil spirits that oppose our faith. The Glimpses of Glory giveaway, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one on the Friday Five. This is not a job I would want. Customs inspector, certain parts of the world. For example, Nigeria, where officials intercepted 7,000 donkey parts, male parts, at an international airport in Lagos. They were alerted to the presence of the donkey parts by the smell. These were being smuggled out of Nigeria to Hong Kong in 16 sacks. Customs officials at Murtala Muhammad Airport in Lagos intercepted the packages because of the pungent smell. This aroused suspicions of customs officers who found the 7,000 sets of donkey parts. Apparently, these are often sold on the black market for the use in folk medicine in China. The load is estimated to be worth about 416,000 pounds, which is about $450,000 US. The suspect connected to the shipment managed to escape and elude authorities. This isn't the first time this has happened, by the way. In June, Nigerian customs found three 100-kilogram bags filled with donkey genitalia, and back in March, four suspects were arrested while they were trying to smuggle 2,754 donkey parts. Again, headed for China for folk medicine. Checking outgoing shipments for this kind of thing, not a job that I would want. So as bad as my day is going, there's always a reason to be thankful. During the month of September, we are thankful for your support because we can't do what we do without it. During the month of September, we show our gratitude for your support by sending you a copy of the all-too-timely book, When Once We Were a Nation, for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada. This is a collection of essays, an anthology, if you will, by a number of authors that you're probably familiar with, including Tom Horn, Josh Peck, yours truly, Sharon K. Gilbert, and many others, about why America is as divided as it is right now. Again, during the month of September, for your gift of any amount, you name the price, we will send you a copy of the book if you're in the U.S. or Canada. You can find out more online or donate online at skywatchtv.com/donate or by calling us toll-free 844-750-4985. Skywatch Films is where you find cutting-edge Christian documentaries on subjects most Christians aren't even aware of. But these are all potentially world-changing. The transhumanist movement, the UFO phenomenon, child trafficking, not for physical purposes, but for occult ritual purposes. Supernatural war in which we are all deployed is all too real. You can find out about topics like these and more at skywatchfilms.com. Get instant access to these documentaries in full HD for as little as just $3. skywatchfilms.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we're talking to Carl Gallups about his book, Glimpses of Glory, in which he brings you right into the action with the skill of a novelist. Critical scenes from the Bible. Scenes, events that transform human history. And he puts you right in the action. Glimpses of Glory, it's a well-titled book. And Carl, the guest on this week's broadcast program, along with his good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, don't miss these broadcasts. You'll find the schedule for our over-the-air programs at skywatchtv.com/channels, or you can watch it right now. In fact, get a look at next week's program already if you've got Roku or Apple TV. We released them a few days early on Roku, Apple TV, and our free mobile app. You can find links to download those apps to your set-top box or your mobile device, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet. We've got links to all of those app stores for your convenience posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the links in the top menu bar. We thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. Have a blessed weekend. This is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.